And today on 60 Second Psych, Wisdom Deficit Disorder. Take it away, Dr. Aiken.
Patients don't just look to their healthcare providers for medications. They also turn to us for wisdom in times of crisis. Dr. Ellen Lee and colleagues at the University of California, San Diego speculate that wisdom could be a vaccination against several of the epidemics that continue to rise in Western society: social isolation, loneliness, suicide, and opioid abuse. They wondered if therapy could boost her wisdom, and developed this meta-analysis of 57 trials to answer that question. First, though, some definitions. They divide wisdom into discrete parts. 1. Pro-social relationships. Those are the relationships that are guided by empathy and compassion. 2. Emotional regulation. And 3. Spirituality. Now, if you're thinking there must be more to wisdom than that, there are more components, but none of the others were tested in clinical trials, so they didn't make the study. Those were self-reflection, tolerance of uncertainty, and decisiveness. The result: all three aspects of wisdom improved with the various therapies tested, which ranged from CBT to mindfulness to spiritual counseling. There were 57 clinical trials, and the effect sizes were medium to large. The study was led by Dilip Jesty, a past president of the APA who is known for his research in schizophrenia and healthy aging. Dr. Jesty developed a scale to measure wisdom. Take it yourself. It's in the podcast notes.